crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Let's talk local baseball in the Coach's Corner. Really have not had a lot of discussions on the American Legion season. We're going to change that this week. In fact, we're going to change it right now. We're joined in the studio by Coach Jeff Cincinnatus. The season is about 3 weeks deep. Helper is at the top of the Southern Division with a perfect record of 3-0 in league play. Tonight's game's canceled. We'll talk about that and more right now with Coach Jeff Cincinnatus. Coach, as always, good to get you in. Thank you.
Thanks for sneaking me in, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Always, Coach. We haven't had a lot of time to talk about the Helper American Legion team so far, but up to this point, you guys have played well over the course of 3 weeks. I know there's always room for improvement, but the fact remains you guys haven't lost a league game yet at this point, and you also picked up a tournament win in Idaho.
Yeah, it's been a quick 3 weeks, and you know, just haven't had much of a chance to do anything, but the kids are playing well. We did go to Burley, Idaho, in a wood bat tournament 2 weekends ago, and went 3-1 while we was there. And you know, it wasn't a true tournament atmosphere. You just played everybody once, but with our 3-1 record, we ended up being the tournament champions, which is good. We took a short squad down; only had 11 guys make the trip. Just a lot of things going on right now with school getting out and kids kind of going in every direction and basketball camps getting started and football, you know, workouts obviously too. So we were a little shorthanded, and you know, some other guys got some opportunities that they may not have gotten otherwise. But you know, like you said, there's always room for improvement. I thought we could have very easily went 4-0 and should have down there, but it was a good opportunity for us. And then, you know, like you said, we're 3-0 in our league right now. Picked up a good win against Dixie last week, and then obviously the two wins with Price. And you know, we're going to get going pretty hard here in our region schedule, so to speak, league schedule with Legion Ball the next 2 or 3 weeks. We've got a lot of games jam-packed into our schedule. So it's just getting busy right now and still trying to figure out, you know, who's going to be there every game. And you know, I've got, just like I said, I've got guys gone all this week down to the Dixie State basketball camp. I think I've got a total of 10 guys that are gone when you look at all three teams that we've got running right now. So you know, guys just kind of scattered everywhere, and we're kind of making do with what we have available. But, you know, I'm still excited about, you know, what the summer holds for us and some guys getting some opportunity to make us better next year when the high school season rolls around.
As far as the roster goes, I know that there's always some changes that have been made. You guys did add Easton Gordon from Emory High School. He did play with you guys a little bit in Idaho, if I remember right. So, I mean, all in all, Coach, it's basically a Carbon High School roster mixed with – Easton's the only kid from Emory, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Easton went down to Idaho with us. Obviously we were shorthanded, and I gave him a call and asked if he'd like to go with us. You know, I was, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed we didn't get any Emory County kids again this year to come over this summer. I always look forward to having those kids come over and help us and make themselves better, and I'm assuming that maybe they've got something going on with the summer to make their team better. But you know, Easton's a good kid. I've known him forever. I mean, you know, me and Steven went to school together and played a lot of ball together, and he helps us, our team, out tremendously and gets along with our guys really well. And, you know, for the remainder of the summer, I've told him, you know, we're excited to have him play whenever he can. May not be on an everyday basis because of his schedule this summer with work and some other things, but anytime he can come and help us and play with us, it helps us out. So, but other than that, yeah, it's just an all Carbon High roster. If you look at our 19U team, it's really made up of a lot of older guys who graduated this year. Jaden Flemmett, who graduated last year, is back playing with us. And, you know, I think we only have maybe five or six guys who will actually return on my high school team next year playing with that group. The majority of our returning guys are playing on our 17U team. And then, you know, we have a group of incoming freshmen that are playing in that Perfect Game League, and they're really holding their own and playing really well right now. I'm excited about that incoming talent next year. And the opportunity that some of those kids, you know, may see some varsity time next year for us if they continue to play and develop the way they are right now. So, you know, I'm excited about all of our groups, but you know, this 19U team is made up of a lot of guys that we won't get a chance to see again next year at the high school level, which, you know, is a little depressing because there is a lot of good talent there, obviously, coming off our state finish and whatnot, but still excited about what the summer brings and what it means to our high school program.
Is that fun for you as a coach, getting to teach these kids at least one more time, knowing that they're not coming back next year?
Yeah, I still find a lot of satisfaction in it, and I've told all this group of seniors. I mean, Cody Lowe has already accepted an offer to play at Eastern Utah, but I've told them all that there's an opportunity to go and try out for that program or any program that they want to try out for, and further their baseball career. So if this somehow helps them in the summer, stay focused and get better, so that when the fall time rolls around, they're able to go to a tryout at any particular college. I mean, that's what it's for. I mean, I've always told them, if we're just doing this for fun, that's maybe not so much what I want this program to be about. But if we're doing it to try and further our career and do something, and I really believe that every kid I have out has an opportunity to go play somewhere. So, I don't just have anybody out there who I feel is just out wasting my time or their time. So for me, it still, satisfies the fact that I'm trying to move these kids, past high school and put them in a college atmosphere and see what they can do. And, for some of them, obviously that's not going to happen, but the opportunity is definitely there, and it's on them to make the most of their opportunity. So as long as I can continue to offer that opportunity, I'm fine with it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Helper American Legion baseball coach Jeff Cincinnati. Coach, let's talk about the Southern Division. As it sits right now, Helper a perfect 3-0. You guys had two games scheduled tonight. Unfortunately, those games have been canceled, but that doesn't mean that you guys aren't going to be playing some competitive baseball. You got a big couple of days coming up, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, our games tonight, we were supposed to travel to Richfield, play Dixie again, and a really good St. George team who's a lot like us again this year. Obviously, they were state champs last year and runner-up in the Western Regionals to the eventual World Series winner out of Nevada. So that tells you the kind of talent that the St. George team has. And they bring back a lot of guys on that team that played last year and graduated and whatnot. So they're going to be a definite challenge for us. Those games are going to get moved because of St. George has a tournament they're running this week, and just with the amount of games and the pitch count rules, they're just, there's no way you can play 7, 8, 9 games in 1 week. It's just not going to happen. So, we're going to move those games to another time during the year and get them in. But then our team plays at home with Salem Hills Friday night, who's really, really good, and then travels up and plays, Taylorsville and Pleasant Grove. Pleasant Grove won our league last year. And it's good to see a team like Taylorsville that's a historic program in Utah, going back to the 90s when they were so successful, and they've got a new coach this year who's trying to get them back to being competitive up in Salt Lake. And so they came back to Legion Ball, so I'm excited about that, and they're playing well. So, the road trip this weekend on Saturday playing Pleasant Grove and Taylorsville is going to be a very tough one for us on with 1 day, and then playing Salem Hills Friday night. So three really big games for us. Could go either way. We could be 0-3. We could be 3-0. You just never know. Either way, we're going to, do our best and play hard and hopefully continue to get better for the summer. But, we have some really big games coming up this week.
If we look all the way around the division, Springville, St. George, Dixie, Westlake, and Price, I mean, front to back, Coach, it seems like it is fairly competitive. But then I take a look at the Central Division. We have Salem Hills, Pleasant Grove, Taylorsville, all just within one game of one another. So throughout the state, it looks as if the American Legion, I guess we could say that the Legion field itself is starting to get back to its competitive self. It appears that way.
Yes, we added some really good teams like we just mentioned. And when you look at it, the North still has a league up there with Layton and those teams that are going to be really competitive. But I look at the teams we have in this Central and Southern League that we've kind of developed over the last couple years. It's getting back to being competitive. I mean, I told our guys at the beginning of the year, as good as group as we have, to be one of the top four teams to go back to the state tournament out of this Central and Southern League is going to be very tough. There's 6 or 7 really good teams in that league combined, and for us to be one of the top four is not going to be an easy thing for us. So, we've got to play some really good baseball and hope that, some teams lose a game here and there that maybe they shouldn't have. But, I'm excited about the competition. I mean, you don't ever want to just be in a league where, you don't have to do a lot and compete and go to a state tournament or whatever it is. I mean, you want to be challenged every day. And, for the last few years, that challenge really hasn't been there on an everyday basis. It has been, one or two games throughout the season. But we're looking at it now where, you know, pretty much every night you play, you're going to be challenged to win ball games, which obviously is going to help our program at the high school level because the competition level is getting back up in the summer to where it once was. So I'm excited about these teams coming in. And, you know, win or lose in the summertime, obviously, you know, I love to win and I want to win, and I'm a competitor, and Legion state titles are something I take very seriously. But just the fact of the competition that you're going to play in the summer now means it's going to help your high school program out tremendously come springtime.
If we look at some of the other teams that you have, you mentioned the 17 and under team, and then, of course, the freshman group that you have playing in the Perfect Game League, Coach. It's probably a really short period of time, but have you noticed growth in these kids?
Oh, I have. You know, even like our 17U team is not, you know, not won a lot of games so far. They've struggled, and they're really seeing that they need to do a lot of things different before the high school season rolls around next year, maybe that they weren't realizing, you know, coming up from that sophomore level and now going to have to compete at a varsity level next year because we are going to need their help graduating 10 seniors this year. You know, we're going to have sophomores and freshmen playing at the varsity level. So, you know, they're seeing that the competition, the hitting, the pitching that they're seeing, you can't make, you know, these routine errors. I mean, they're getting to see a lot of that ball, and they're getting to see it firsthand right now in the summer, kind of slapping them across the face so far, so to speak. And, you know, and that's a good thing. I mean, am I disappointed that they're not winning a lot of games? You know, sure, but I'm excited at the fact that they're seeing why they're not winning and learning some things right now that they might not have got a chance to learn, you know, without this 17U American Legion competition that they're playing this year, because it's the first time we've had this team, you know, playing in a league. And so they're getting some time that no one else, you know, got at their level. So, and then this incoming freshman group, I mean, they're competing against, you know, sophomores and juniors on some of the teams they're playing this summer, and they're holding their own and winning a lot of games. So, you know, they're getting a chance to see that, you know, the competition is good for them and some things they need to work on. So I've definitely seen some growth. I haven't had a real chance to watch all of our teams play because, you know, it just with time and everything else, but, you know, getting the reports from the different coaches that I have helping me, you know, I'm excited about it, even though we've lost some games. You know, there's still a lot of positives to find in that, and then know that you got to work harder to get better. So, you know, regardless of the wins and losses this summer, it's going to be an experience that's going to make us better when it all is said and done.
Big weekend for you guys. Once we get past this week, basically 3.5 weeks left in the season, and then you guys will be playing or preparing for the state championship tournament.
Yeah, it comes on you fast. I mean, the 17U group will be competing in a state tournament at the end of this month, which is, you know, just like we're talking about, you know, a week or two away. And then, you know, 3 weeks after that, you know, the 19U will be competing in their state tournament. And, you know, the summer will virtually be gone by then. And yeah, it just flies by. You know, we sit and wait for it, and then it just goes by so fast. But, you know, with everything going on with football camps, basketball camps and everything, our kids are spread pretty thin, and man, they get a lot jammed into 2 months. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, I think we'll all be looking forward to this week-long moratorium period that we have, you know, the first of July to give us just kind of a week off, and then it's really jam-packed in there the next 2 weeks with Legion Ball. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm a little wore out, to be honest with you. You get after it, and I'm not as young as I used to be, and I know these kids are wore out with everything going on, but hey, that's life nowadays. And you know, if you want to be a multi-sport athlete in high school, which I recommend, you know, all of our kids to be multi-sport athletes. I mean, we're at a school where, you know, I don't think we can just have one sport athlete, guys or women. We need to promote our athletes to play multiple sports. And any college coach I've ever talked to, the first question when they ask you about a kid of, you know, a player of yours is, are they an athlete? Not are they a baseball player?
Right.
Are they a basketball player? They want to know if they're an athlete. Do they play other sports? Because they love kids that play other sports. And, you know, nowadays, it doesn't matter what program you're looking at. They want athletes. They don't want just single sport kids. So, you know, if any kids are listening, you know, upcoming guys that are wanting to play, you know, be a multi-sport athlete. And, you know that us coaches are going to work with you the best we can to get you to basketball camps and football camps and baseball. I've heard that excuse, well, I can't play baseball because, you know, I got to go to football camp, or I got to go to basketball camp, or I can't do this. Well, to me, that's just what I just said. It's an excuse. We are willing to work with our athletes here a lot more than a lot of other high schools do to make sure that they have a chance to do whatever they want to do. And it might mean missing a basketball camp or missing a couple baseball games or a 7-on-7 football, but if you can make it to the majority of all those practices and workouts, I still think as coaches that we're happy with that and pleased with it. So, again, we need to make sure that we're doing that with our athletes and know that the kids have a chance to do that as well. So just keep that in mind. Know us coaches will work with you best we can, and I know the summer flies by and we jam a lot to you, but I think you'll be better for it in the long run.
Coach, it's always fun to get you in and talk about the summer programs. Best of luck as you guys travel this week on the road, and hopefully we can catch up next week and recap it.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnaris of the Helper American Legion baseball team. We've got a break for just a moment. We're going to return. We'll continue to talk NBA basketball. James Holis of bballbreakdown.com will join us, and we'll dissect Thursday's NBA draft. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.